Barramundi.
Afternoons on 3AW, thanks to RACV. Flat car battery? For starters, call RACV or head to racv.com.au/batteries.
Yeah, if you like your seafood, got something for you in just a second. Let's have a look at Melbourne's weather, though. Partly cloudy today, top of 15, and it's 14 at the moment. It'll get down to 5 overnight. Tomorrow morning, foggy. Then the slight chance of a shower tomorrow and a top of only 13 degrees. Can I say, I don't know how to do yibbity yibbity like Rex does. Yibbity yibbity. What about if we do a fishing hour? No, can't do it. Are you a keen seafood eater? There's some good news for you. The world's biggest producer of Barramundi Mainstream have transformed their business during COVID-19. They're selling restaurant-quality Barramundi for a fraction of the price. I'm told maybe a fifth of the usual price. And for the first time ever, you can now buy directly from them. Great to support local businesses. To tell us more, Boris Musa is the Managing Director and CEO of Mainstream. Good afternoon, Boris.
Good afternoon, DD. Thanks for having me. It was a far better yibbity yibbity attempt than I could muster up. So well done.
Yeah, no, mine was pathetic and I didn't give it a good go because I'm embarrassed. Now, Barramundi, actually, I was watching, speaking of MasterChef, I was discussing with Fiona Byrne a moment ago. You don't hear it spoken of a lot. Everyone's all about the salmon these days, but one of the chefs was cooking Barramundi. So you're growing them locally?
We are, DD. I think Mainstream Aquaculture is Melbourne's best kept secret. We've been farming Barramundi in the outskirts of Melbourne for nearly 20 years and we've been supplying the Infinity Blue Barramundi brands to Melbourne, Australia, and internationally over that time. We grew more than 40 million Barramundi last year, and we exported to 25 countries. And hopefully, we can continue to promote the nutritional benefit and the eating qualities of Barramundi, so ultimately it becomes as big as salmon has become here in this country.
And why is that? Do you think that people don't reach for or don't look for Barramundi as often? And I don't even feel as though I see it displayed at my local fishmonger or at the supermarket as often. Why is that?
I think the principal reason is the salmon industry has a 20 or 30 year head start on the Barramundi industry. The Tasmanian salmon industry has been growing our product for 25 or 30 years, and it's really been in the last 5 or 10 years that a number of Barramundi farms have corporatised and grown their businesses and been in a position to take their product mass market, so to speak.
What's it like as a fish? Obviously, so many of us eat salmon these days. Like you said, it's become incredibly popular. But what's Barramundi like? Is it a freshwater fish?
It's a Eurohaline fish, which means it can live in both fresh and salt water. But in terms of its adaptability or versatility on the plate. It can be baked, it can be fried, it can be prepared as a sashimi or a ceviche or even a curry. And it's got the same sort of omega-3 profile that Atlantic salmon is renowned for in terms of the health benefits. And is high in antioxidants. So I think it has all the attributes that should underpin its continued growth as a food product. And one of the one of the benefits, if you like, a silver lining from what's happening now is farms such as ours are in a position to sell more product locally. We're selling directly to consumers, we're doing home delivery, and we're even able to accommodate farm gate sales. So a product that was previously available in fine dining establishments in Melbourne at $180 or $190 a kilo is now available farm gate at $30 or $40 a kilo.
Where is that farm gate?
We have our headquarters in Wyndham, which is about 30 kilometres to the west of the Melbourne Central Business District.
I'm just thinking, you in one of the lockdown areas?
I think we're all in lockdown at the moment, metropolitan Melbourne, unfortunately. But we are operating an essential business. We're growing a food product, and that sort of activity must continue.
And so how is the, apart from the obvious there of just having to navigate around the restrictions of being in a lockdown area, how has the pandemic affected the Mainstream business?
Look, it's been a challenge for a lot of primary producers. Our main source of revenue was the food service sector, being restaurants. And I feel for the sector. They've obviously been shut down and a lot of proprietors are suffering. We've had to transition our business away from the restaurants, which aren't demonstrating the same demand now, into retail outlets, so our fishmongers and supermarkets, and we've also had to transition to farm gate sales and home delivery to keep the volumes flowing. But it has been hard for the sector. We're in a fortunate position in that there's still demand for food, and what we're dealing with is a supply chain dislocation, and we've had to pivot the business accordingly. You know, we also had a big export business, as I mentioned before. We were supplying to 25 countries, and with severe restrictions on air freight, it's been increasingly challenging to continue with that business for the time being.
And just tell me about the elusive golden barramundi. What's that?
Oh, we're incredibly proud of the golden barramundi. We have a selective breeding program here at Mainstream, and the golden barramundi is a rare attribute. So in the wild, you see one gold for every 8 million barramundi. What we've tried to do is establish a breeding program for golden barramundi, and that's been really successful. So we're now producing the golden barramundi at commercial scale, and I think you saw a picture, DD, there. As the name suggests, they're a beautiful gold tinge. What's also really exciting is the fillets are a pristine white fillet, so they have a lot more appeal behind a retail cabinet. You know, often white fish can be a little bit grey, and the golden barramundi fillets are a beautiful white fillet. They're also surprisingly very popular in the ornamental trade, so a lot of fish keepers are buying them for private aquariums. And we also have a few around the world in public aquariums. We sold some fish to Dubai, you know, to their aquarium a couple of years ago, and only last week we provided some fish to Sydney Zoo, who are opening an exhibit, a predator fish exhibit, and the golden barramundi are part of that. So that's a really exciting product extension for us, and we feel it has application in a lot of different areas.
Oh, look, good on you. It's good to hear a local business doing well, and hopefully people will support you and get into some of that locally produced barramundi. Thanks for talking to me. Boris Musa there, the Managing Director and CEO of Mainstream. If you want to get more information, just go to mainstreamaquaculture.com. I'll take a break, and then we'll come back with the sound of the day.